The 100th anniversary festivities for the Wright brothers yesterday included an unsuccessful reenactment of their famous first flight.
He's working hard.
He's working hard.
President Bush was among the thousands on hand in the rain at Kitty Hawk. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, was there too. In an interview during a break in the events, Aldrin said despite a century of progress in manned flight, there's more exploring to do.
Eventually, we want to go to other stars, but before we could do that, we need to explore planets that are within our solar system, and we need to expand our capabilities in what is close to us, and that's the moon.
So we're not done with the moon?
Oh, absolutely, we're not done with the moon.
I was wondering if you would just move on to the next planet.
Well, no. You know, the Earth has been bombarded in the past by objects that are in orbit around the sun, in cometary orbits or asteroidal orbits. Some of these are near-Earth orbits, and we need to catalog these. One of them may impact the Earth in the future. So we need to learn more about where these objects are and then demonstrate that we know how to do something about objects that are determined to be on a collision course with the Earth.
You've helped organize a meeting of astronauts, NASA, Congress, the Defense Department, the aerospace industry. What are you hoping will come out of that?
We hope to look at the past, the pathways from where we are today to get somewhere in the future in a logical, progressive way. And then we want to look at ways of implementing these space imperatives. This is laying the groundwork for an enlightened exposure by the general public to what our choices are. And I'm in the process of putting together a proposal for a Space Vision Institute that can provide those advisory services to the administrator of NASA and can help the nation chart its course for the future.
I'm wondering if you need something very specific, though. You recall when the notion was to go to the moon, that captured the imagination and helped things in Washington in terms of setting policy and getting budgets and all of that. Is that what you need?
Well, under ideal conditions, that would be wonderful if we could have that. But I've just been in discussions with senators and congressmen and people of the administration, and we're at war. We have a deficit, and we have an economy that hopefully is turning itself around. We have many priorities for the resources of this nation.
You're in Kitty Hawk celebrating the centennial of flight, and it was only 66 years after the Wright brothers' accomplishment that you were on the moon. That's tremendous progress.
Yes, it is. And pioneering discoveries move rapidly in their very early phases. And if they are artificially stimulated by international competition, the way that the space race was between the Americans and the Russians, then many times they are accelerated in advance of their normal progression status. And I think Apollo certainly was accelerated beyond and ahead of its normal time when humans would reach the surface of the moon.
Thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Well, it's been a wonderful day today, and I've enjoyed very much sharing with you on this day of celebration of Kitty Hawk.
An extended version of that interview with astronaut Buzz Aldrin is at npr.org. Today, Aldrin convenes a conference here in Washington on the future of the U.S. space program.